He is still in the hospital, but the Vatican says Pope John Paul II's health is improving. It has been a week since the Pope had a tracheotomy to ease his breathing problems, and it's unclear whether he'll be able to take part in Easter week celebrations later this month. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has more from Rome.
There weren't many people in the vast expanse of St. Peter's Square this morning. Some pilgrims, some Italian students on class trips, but mainly it was Japanese tourists. And John Paul's absence from the Vatican has been bad for local street merchants. Marco, who sells rosaries and souvenirs, says business is way down. Fewer and fewer people are coming here, Marco says. The Wednesday general audience was canceled. It's a very sad atmosphere. It already feels like a kind of mourning. The mood is very different 2.5 miles away at the hospital the Pope calls the Third Vatican after St. Peter's and the papal summer residence. Outside the Gemelli Clinic, a group of Spanish youngsters chant like soccer fans. The international TV media has been camping out here for days. Cameras are focused on the curtained windows of the Pope's 10th floor suite. The Gemelli Hospital has become a magnet for visiting pilgrims. This group of Ohio students came to Rome from Austria, where they have been studying. Father Derek Anderson accompanied them on their pilgrimage.
They really wanted to just communicate their solidarity, their communion and love for the Holy Father, and be one with him in prayer and also the sacrifices.
Personal sacrifice and suffering have become the key words in the twilight stage of this papacy. In fact, John Paul has virtually transformed his own suffering into a metaphor for the Christian message of Christ's suffering on the cross. The image of John Paul is that of near immobility, his facial features almost expressionless, and now, after throat surgery, he is temporarily voiceless, at least in public. This poses a dilemma for the Vatican, how to balance this spiritual message of suffering without suggesting that the Church lacks a fully functioning leader. For the moment, the solution seems to be say as little as possible. Once again today, scores of reporters from all over the world huddled in the Vatican press office, anxiously waiting to hear official word on the Pope's health. Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro Valls read out a very brief statement.
Le condizioni di salute del Santo Padre Giovanni Paolo II sono in progressivo, continuo miglioramento.
John Paul's health continues to improve, Navarro Valls said, and the Pope has been meeting with his senior aides and is following the activity of the Holy See and the life of the Church. Navarro Valls stressed that these statements are written by the medical team treating the Pope in coordination with his private physician. But veteran Vatican reporters point out that unlike the many previous times when the Pope was hospitalized, his doctors did not sign the medical bulletin by name, nor were they made available for interviews with the media. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.